Okay, we're in Siman Lamed Tes, and we are up to Siv Gimel. So we saw yesterday that if tefillin were written by an Eved Kenani, an Isha, a Katan, or even a Gadol who doesn't have Shtei Sairis, which we're mesipik about, certainly a Katan Shikya Lachinach, a Kusi Mumla Vedas Kechavim, someone who is a Moisel Anasim, is psulim, and we said that not only are they possible to write it, but they're not able to be magia, they're not able to do any type of significant tikkun, and so on. Says the Shulchan Aruch Gimel, ger shechazar ladasei machmas yira, kasha lichtiv tefillin. Someone was begayer, and now they are being threatened and intimidated. So even though they are supposed to be ma'aseh nefesh, but nevertheless, if they are chazal adasai because of the fear of violence and so on, kasha lechtiv tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yirash lo yarguhu va'avda be'emes hayloi limsa nafshei ala munas Hashem mikol makom lo yotze michlal Yisrael al yideiza. He's not considered to have been yotze michlal Yisrael. Kevin da haya ba'oines. Now the Rambam writes this in general about the Gimel Averis Chamuris, and certainly about Avodah Zarah. If there was a din of Yehorig Val Yavar, and the person was simply too scared, and they were not able to be Eimed Benesayin, and they were over that by the Zara, the potter, there's no Einish with this person, because they did it out of fear, and so on. Lo Yatsi Mechval Yisrael, Al Yideza, Kevin Noi Bainis. Aydin Mamagad Ram Shehel, Adei Lahakal Bezeh, Filo Im Bitsinu, Shemer Esatei, Rerak Shebanachas, Filon Hu Misatzel, Dabai Al Kopanem, Eina Bekshira. So says the Magad Ram, and this would be very relevant for, let's say, you know, coming back from Spain, you know, the Maranas at the time, and so on. Individuals, he says, even if they are Shemer Torah Bitsina, but they don't put tefillin on. So says the Magen Avraham, Dalei Al Kopanim Eina Bekshira, Lemaisa, they're not putting tefillin on, and therefore they should not be writing it. Kol Shekein Imhu Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. He's so scared, and he thinks that the walls have ears, and he doesn't know, he's not able to do anything, and so on. That someone who practically is not putting the tefillin on should not be writing it. A mamzer and a ger teishav. Hainu shekiva lav sheva mitzvahs b'nei neach psulim lichtev. See, even though a mamzer is not supposed to write a sefer Torah, and the ger teishav l'mais is a goy. The truth is, nowadays we don't really have the concept of a ger teishav. So even though the gabi sefer Torah, a mamzer shouldn't write k'mishikasa b'yardaya, afilachi b'tfilin u'mezuzis ein lachish. He can write tfilin. Now, it's interesting. Mentions over here, my mom just should not write a Sefer Torah. He quotes over here in number 23, because of the Kamon, Bashim Shir Kensagadayla, Shadin Zetaliba Machlikis Hamuvaskan, Imam Zakoshalechtiv Tfilin. So the Shira Knesset HaGdela says whether or not he could be a Shatz Kavua, presumably, I'm assuming it means a Shatz Kavua as opposed to a one-off mincha type of thing. Yeah, whether or not he could be the Chazan exactly is totally on this machlekes. Ladas HaMagin Avram Shinnokit Shekosha Lechtiv Tfilin Hukosha Gam Liyei Shliach Tzibor Amnum Averke Yesiv Kosov Sh'afim Tfilin Shekosin Mamzik Shereiz Mikol Makam Liyei HaMamzik Shliach Tzibor. We know when it comes to the concept of a shliach tzibur, there's a concept of kavod hatzibur. At times we say it's a gnai for the tzibur to have someone, you know, who is this person, or who is dressed a certain way, or is whatever. Because there's an element of kavod hatzibur. It says the Birkei Yosef, it's not dependent on this concept. No, we're not saying you shouldn't put it on, we're saying you shouldn't write.
Shouldn't write. Based on what
not clear. I mean, you know, by Sefer Torah, it could be, you could hear it says in the Torah which he's going to write, Lo Yavo Mamzer. So for the mamzer to be writing le'avei mamzer, you can hear that. You can, and you can also hear that's why the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says that even though maybe you shouldn't write a Sefer Torah, I'm suggesting for that reason I didn't look it up. Even though he shouldn't write a Sefer Torah, but he's allowed to write tefillin, right? Well, I mean, he's mechuyev in tefillin and doesn't mention anything. It's like lamashma, you don't call up someone who's chashed al harayis for the parsha of the harayis, right? And the reason is not to embarrass the person. As if we're saying to you know, pay attention, pay close attention, and so on. So you can hear when it comes to Sefer Torah, but like Abi Tzvilin says, the Magen Avraham, he's fine, he's able to do so. They're the reason of the Birk Yosef, I'm not sure. Okay, Dalit, Tzvilin Shiksava Apikiris Yisarfu. The Yishayimrim Yigonzu. So if the Tzvilin was written by an Apikiris, you burn it. And some say, no, you shouldn't actually burn it. Remember, there's always this concern of Leisasun Ken Lashem Lekechem. Right? It says you'll come into Eretz Yisrael and you'll smash all of their matzevos and you'll burn everything, Psili Alehem, Misr for Be'esh, and so on. Leisasun Ken Lashem Lekechem, which is an Ashara Lemechek Es Hashem. You're not allowed to be Mechek, and so on. So, on the one hand, if it's an Apikiris, you have to burn it. If it's not mamish a mitzvah to burn, then you have a problem of leisas and ken Hashem legeichem. So we are here. We have a machlekes as to whether or not is it in sreifa or only a din gniza. Apikiris, see, it says, take a look at the Bi'alacha. If you look, maybe we'll see the beginning of the Bi'alacha towards the bottom of the page. He says shekasan apikiris hu ha'oduk la'avidis kechavim. So sometimes an apikiris means different things depending on the context. The Mishnah. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Hei chidami apikiris. Well, to give me an example, what's an apikiris? And the Gemara says, Kegoyin, someone who says, Mai ahani lan rabbanin. What do we gain by having Tamidei Chachamim in the world? What do they do for us? The Gemara says, that's called an apikiris. But in this context, Hu ha'oduk la'avedis kechavim, Kenis of Abbas Yez, Vishim Rashi, Kesem Mishnah Baram, Mamilchas Tefillin, Malachi Gimel Lafuki Mimash Shuga Beizet Fusparashi Gitin Apikiris Yehudi Shina Mamin Ladivir Rabbi Seino. So there are those who say Apikiris, even though it's true that someone who doesn't believe in Tehushah Baal Peh, we would call an Apikiris. Shazedim, number one, he says Shazedim Yepesh Rashi Kedua. Hagam Shal Inyonim Acherim Gam Zehu Bechlal Apikiris Avaloyli Nin Zedi Yisarif. Not legabi this particular din. Or in Yindina, say for Kazen, they already pasha the tzach lignez pashiyesov, and so on. But someone who is not maimin in divrei Rabbi Seinu, for sure you wouldn't be able to use the tefillin. Why the shema le ibeid haklaf lishma? The shema le kasev hapashis vas karis lishma? The shema le hayezayir bedin chakteches, kaven de ene maimin bedivrei chazal? And so on, and he's also chashed to be marshal others, and so on. So certainly you would not be able to use the stam of an individual who's not a maimon in Tehushah Baal Peh, but it's not something which would necessarily require sreifa. So back in the Mishnah Berurah, we said yisarfu, and this is im azkarisayin. Meaning, don't think, oh, you should at least take out the shemais and that you should give cover to. No, it doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. In fakeret, it's almost like you want to show that this doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever, and that's the reason why you burn it with askaris and all. Ukr tamon in shin lamed dalet ayin sham de stomach is a case of l'shem avodas kilu lemukos. Fine. The yishemim yiganzu de ein derech apikiris laniach tefillin, because it's not the norm of an apikiris to wear tefillin. Uvavadik savi limkor li Yisrael. So it's not that he planned on wearing this to shame his Avodah Zarah as such. No, he wrote this purely for financial considerations. The Avshish Leikos L'Shem Avodah Zgilulim, he didn't write it to the shame of some other type of deity. The Daz Mechaber Livsikideri Sheda, that you do burn it, L'Chein Kosvei B'Stama, Tachin das ataz va'prisha va'grab. If you have Rachmanat from some yid in India who is an Eved Avodah Zarah, and he writes Sefer Torah on the side, you burn it. Right? If he writes Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and so on, it would be burnt. Hey, Nimtzu Biyad Abikeres Ve'ein Yadua Mi Kisavam Yigonzo. Now, we don't know that he wrote it, we just, it's by him. It's Nimtzu Biyad, says the Mishnah, Ve'ein Yigonzo Mi Sofik, Shema Hu Ksavan, Ava'ein Lisferet Mi Sofik, Vahalik Siv, Loisas and Ken Lashem. Okay, we always have this other issue to contend with. Don't destroy Lashem Lekechem. So that's an issue of the and Misafik, one has to be goiness.
Vav. Well, there is a Pshala there. Possibly he could have written it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he wrote it. But
when you go by Roy's differentiator, he hasn't written it.
Well, I mean, it's because it's a bit strange. Why does he have these tefillin in his possession? So maybe he wrote it, maybe he didn't write it. And therefore, mitzad that we have to be chayshish for the use of the rice. V'avnim to be adin Yehudi ve'in yadu amik savam k'sherim. But if you find that a goy has tefillin, and now we have absolutely no clue, no idea who wrote them. So here we say they're not only do you not burn it, not only do you not be good as them, it's kosher. Why? The stam of the kachom in the kimechtiv ubevada Yisrael ksavoy. So therefore, here clearly the assumption is that a yid wrote it. He points out in 26 for shem itself. So you can even make a bracha on it. Mamish, if it's kosher, you can make a bracha on it. Ubefrat bim kimeisenu shiadur she'einim yehudim yedim lechtev. Right, so this might depend. You know, if it's in, if you find this in England, if you find a guy in his peddling tefillin, so we're saying you can take them and you can use them and you can say a bracha on them. But if you find them in Eretz Yisrael and an Arab is selling tefillin, so then you have to be that much more suspicious, right? He's able to write. And maybe, and that's going to be a totally different story. But probably because if you do it, So if a guy is selling a Sefer Torah on eBay, right? So he's saying, again, you have to know the Metzias, you know, maybe nowadays they could print it, you know, they could just print it and try and, you know, make some money, but certainly back in the day when you were maybe before the printing press and so on, when it was clear that it was written properly, then the assumption is that the guy just took it from a yid. Fine. Zion. Ein lake from tefillin mezuzas u'svarim and akusim yoyisar and mikudei demeyev. Harbi. Kaddish l'harigil l'ganvan u'l'gazvan. So the sugya over there in Gittin is speaking about you're not supposed to redeem a captive, more than what's considered to be a normal, reasonable amount, in order not to encourage them to kidnap, because they know that the yid will pay a premium to redeem this person. And the same is true when it comes to tefillin, mezuzas, svarim. Also, you buy the you redeem it for the market value and a little bit more in order not to habituate and encourage them to do so.
I was in Morocco and there was a Sefer Torah in the market there.
Really?
For sale. And I was thinking
you're supposed to buy it.
It was a fortune.
All right.
And somebody said to me, don't even think about it, even if you have the money. Don't think about it because it just encourages
them. It encourages them. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yoyser, Avol Bim At Yoyser Mishavin. If it's a little bit more, which is discussed over there in the Sugya Dina, Adri Chatzi Dinner Betrillin, meaning half a dinner more than the market value for tefillin, and they say a similar thing for mezuzas. Ulefi Erech Zeh B'Sefer Torah, and whatever that percentage is by tefillin, we'd put a similar percentage on for Sefer Torah, whatever that would work out to be nowadays. Hayavim liknes man. Now the after Sefer Torah shem to be at Eidi Yehudi Yeshem Rimdi Ganes. So Frank the Mishnah Berurah, what's the point of purchasing this? Anyway, I have to be going, is it? According to this day, for begin Hayavim liknes mehem afila b'mat Yeser u'kidei legonzen. buy it for the sake of putting it in Geniza. Meaning we need to ensure that there's not going to be a zilzal. If they're going to be a mezalzal with a sefer Torah, that requires us to purchase it. The same is true if the sefer Torah is possible. That you still need to do so, and the Bir Halacha is marach on this point. Avol biksavon apikeres the tonin sreifa ein sarach likach mehem. Again, the reason is because it doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. This is nothing. If someone puts some type of a book through your door, you know, written by who knows which organization, some missionary organization, and there's zero kedusha, and it can be binned. There's no obligation to obviously to buy this for the sake of being gained as it, and in order not to be mezalzel in it, if you're allowed to burn it.
And yet, if a missionary sticks a thing through with the shem shem to some sort of Hebrew, you can still throw it out.
You could junk it, yeah. You could junk it. We said, Harbe, Vavol Biken, Loi Yisalek, Atzmaya Yisrael, take of Mimenu. Nevertheless, you should not be quick to step back. So, you know, if you're there and the fellow says, I'd like, you know, £100,000 for this sefer Torah, so you shouldn't quickly walk away. Right? Start to handle with him. It's part of the fun. Right? He says he wants £100,000, offer him £10. Right? I remember one time I was outside the coastal trying to find a place to park, and you go through all the way and then you start to, you know, drive up, and it was pouring and I didn't have an umbrella, and there was an Arabi selling umbrellas, and then he wanted like 100 shekel or something for the umbrella. I think in the end I gave him, you know, 10 or 15 shekel, and I felt proud of myself that I bargained him down, and I thought to myself, don't kid yourself, he probably bought it for like 3 shekel, you know. He's laughing. So mechuyev lasik itay pen yirsh ve'imay. Perhaps he'll be wanting to strike a deal. Achkeshev gilulim aimed al dvarav. But if he's obstinate and he says no, this is it, not a penny less, then manich miyad. And we were b'shas to also leim aleve gilulim sheyitneim bezol yesem idai. If he say, I'll give you 1 penny for that sefer Torah. Tell me, your guys, oh yeah, you don't care about your sefer Torah, so you know I'm just gonna torch it just for the fun. He points out over here in 27 on the previous page, we mentioned that you're not supposed to give a sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas to leave them at biyad goyim because they might be mezalzel with it. So let's say you have a shop and you sell stam. And you know, and I don't know, a tourist comes in and says, you know, I've always been fascinated by these parchments which you Jews have, and I would like to purchase a mezuzah and show my solidarity with Israel and place it on my doorpost, and so on. A guy wants to buy a mezuzah. So, you know, what's the story? So he says over here in 27, Velasis Lenachri mezuzah kedei lekuva bebe. Sorry. Kosev HaRamah, the Osir, says the Ramah, you're not allowed to do so. The concern is, he'll be Nega Minig Bizoyan. Avlam Yesh Lachish Mishum Eva Mutter. If there's a consideration of Eva, then it is Mutter. And some of these questions become relevant when it becomes to a shared flat. And so on, even though I believe we come out that Mi'ikra Din, if you have a bias which is jointly owned, it's potter min a mezuzah. But if there's no concern that the guy is going to be mezalzel and, you know, walk around in the nude in front of the mezuzah and who knows what, so then you should try to put a mezuzah up. The main concern is that he's going to be mevazit. In the next piece, he says an interesting psak from the Ma'at Chis. He says, "V'lim kersi v'ter labati mishpat shel nachrim." So you go to court and they would like you to swear. So you don't want to swear on their Bible, But they say, okay, we want you to swear in your Bible. And you know what? We have a kosher Sefer Torah, which is written by Chaim Lopian, and we brought it over here, and we would like you to swear on it. So Ahud the Maratchiz was asked, are you allowed to provide to the High Court a Sefer Torah for the purpose of having a Yid swear on it when he goes to the court? Says the Maratchiz, Shekevin she'edem kainim esam kidei lil meid mehem. So it's not that they would like to learn from it. There's the concern of Eva. You're not going to allow us to enable your people to swear. Why are you not doing this? They might get angry with us. Fascinating. So you could sell a Sefer Torah to the courts for the sake of enabling people to swear in it. Say again.
Well,
the truth is correct.
Nowadays we don't swear on it, huh?
Correct. I mean nowadays Lamaisa we don't. This goes back a couple hundred years. Ulagabi Mechiris Sefer the base Knesset shall conservatim. Shadim Shemitera. Avalheim Machabnim as a Sefer Torah v'karim bay. So they respect and honor a Sefer Torah. And they'd like to purchase a Sefer Torah. So he quotes Rav Meisha over here, who says, She'in b'kach iser be'atzim. The Meisha is no iser. Fascinatingly, he says, Aval ein lahater ela b'sefer Torah chadash. You can only provide them with a new sefer. Mishum she'im hu sefer Torah shekvar karuboi. Yeish locha shenechshev lo liyirida shishtamer agidei re'aveira. Up until now, is in a from a shul. Right? And now it's in a conservative shul, so there's a din ma'alim b'kodesh v'im meridin. So out of cover to the Sefer Torah, you cannot demote.
And down. A new one you can.
He's saying a new one you can because l'maisa de mechaber de Torah, they would like a kosher Sefer Torah, so you're allowed to provide them with a new one. But if it's an old one, that's already a zilzal to the Sefer. And that already you're not able to do. Let's just see one more. Ches ein nikach an elam in a mumcha shabaki b'chaseres v'yaseres. You can only purchase, practically with all these things, you should only purchase from a mumcha who is a baki in chaseres v'yaseres, says the Mishnah in a mumcha. Avalei b'mishin a mumcha, v'ava b'yishalekech reitza labotkon. Even the Vela says, it's fine, I will check it myself. Maybe the guy, once he has it, won't check it out. He'll say, Mustamba, the guy knew what he was doing. Interesting. You're allowed to purchase a mezuzah, even from someone who's not a baki. In Chaseiris v'Yaseiris, because you can check it yourself, and you can check if the word mezuzos is mali or chaser, and so on. We mentioned another reason why you're supposed to make sure to check from someone who's a baki, because of the din of Shleikasidrin, which and the person needs to be a baki, they need to be a Yorei Shamayim. Okay.
Right. I have a very interesting statement.